神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
It's good to be with you again.
能够跟你在一起非常的好。
There are several reasons for the problems in marriage today.
在今天婚姻的问题有几个原因。
One is the philosophy that marriage is just to have a child to keep your name and family line going.
其中的一种呢，就是想法，就是结婚之后生个孩子可以承传啊自己的姓。
People with this idea has no hope.Of a meaningful marriage.
如果你结婚的原因是这样子的话，那么对于婚姻的意义，我想就没有什么希望了。
It is built on a poor foundation.
这是一个很可悲的根基。
Some marriages are built on emotions, and as the emotions change, the love changes.
有一些婚姻建立在情绪上面，情绪改变的时候，爱就改变了。
Because it's built on feelings.
因为他们是根据他们的感觉。
There are those who, from the Western movies, music, and books, feel like, that they should always be having a good time.
那么从西方传过来的这些影片、音乐或者是书籍呢，让我们感觉到啊，婚姻应该是常常都那么的美好。
For others, it is letting go of all the boundaries and doing what they want to do.
有的人其他的认为说婚姻没有什么规范，就是做你想要做的。
None of these will ever bring a happiness as a home built on commitment, loyalty, and above all love.
这些理由都不是一个建立一个好的婚姻、委身的婚姻、忠诚的婚姻、还有爱的婚姻的一个根基。
Love.Is the part of us that cares for others above ourselves and finds joy in doing it.
爱就是在我们里面愿意关怀别人，然后呢，不要只有顾到自己，而且享受你所有的。
Now, commitment is the moral obligation that we feel is best to keep.
委身就是决定，誓约委身是我们决定要来遵守的。
But love is the element that fills the heart and the emotional tank.
但是加上爱之后呢，就在我们的情绪的这个里面呢，把我们的心充满了。
A happy marriage does not just happen.
快乐的婚姻不是偶然有的。
But each must do their part to keep the needs of the others first in our loyalty.
而是每一个人要很忠诚的对自己的部分好好的来负责任。而且来顾虑到对方的需要。
God has placed men and women together to help each other.
上帝让男人女人在一起来彼此扶持。
And to raise children that will be godly and an asset to the community.
而且抚养他们的孩子可以认识敬畏神，对于社区有所益处。
There are those parents...who know the feeling of accomplishment and fulfillment when their wife or husband or children look on them as the best friend they have.
有一些人他们深深的知道当先生或孩子或配偶非常需要自己而且呢把自己当作最好的朋友的时候那是心里面最大的成就。
Those in the family that love, honors, and respects themTruly from the heart.
这样子在家人里面有彼此真正的爱 还有尊荣、尊重、尊敬是从心里面来的。
I wished I could impress this on the hearts of those of you who may be looking forward to marriage.
我希望我今天把这些啊能够分享给一些正在寻求婚姻的人。
Or maybe you have just gotten married.
还是说你刚刚结婚。
Work toward the goal that as a family, you will love, honor, and respect each other truly from your heart.
好好的努力在家人里面建立那种真正的爱，从你的心里面表达出来的爱跟尊重。
It will be wonderful to you someday.
这样对你来讲，有一天你会觉得非常的好的。
There are some of you that your marriage is not happy.
有些人你的婚姻并不快乐。
But you really want to make it work.
但是呢，你却很想让婚姻好一点。
The last few lessons that we have were really valuable lessons.
上几次的我们的这些课程实在是很有价值的。
That if you understand them and try to put them in practice, it will make a difference.
如果你真的了解，而且呢，去用它，好好的实践它的话，那一定对你有好处。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
Janice was seriously considered leaving Jim.
有一个太太已经很严肃的思想到要离开她的先生。
Their marriage seemed so empty.
因为他们的婚姻非常的空虚。
But when she would talk to him, he said there was nothing wrong with our marriage.
当她对自己的先生谈的时候，先生说呢，我们又怎么了？没有什么错误啊。
But he never really got across to her that he loved her.
但是他却也从来没有让太太觉得他是爱她的。
He was a careful man.
他是一个很谨慎的男人。
He did everything by routine.
然后他做什么事都很有规条。
He was as predictable as a clock ticking.
他就像一个钟一样，非常的谨慎，非常的标准。
Now she said,I feel more like a machine that cooks and washes and irons and cleans the house and all the things I thought a good wife should do.
我这个太太呢是这样讲，她说我觉得呢，我好像一个那种煮饭的机器，饭锅或者是洗衣机，或者是一个在烫衣服的熨斗，这样子呢，就是一个好的妻子。
So in doing these things she knew was what a good wife should do, she was ending up feeling like a machine, just working and working and working.
这些煮饭、洗衣服、烫衣服，或者是清洁房这些事情，事实上是一个好的妻子该做的。那么这个太太就觉得说，做的该做的，后来的感觉却像自己却像一个机器一样。
Now I know this is what he liked, she said.
当然，她说，我的先生喜欢我做这些。
But I felt no love coming from him.
可是我却感觉不到他对我的爱。
He just took me for granted.
他认为我做的都是应该做的。
I felt used and unappreciated.
我觉得被利用而且不被感谢。
We went to a marriage seminar.
我们一起去参加一个婚姻的课程。
That Gary Chapman spoke on the five love languages.
那其中这个讲师呢，就是老师呢，教我们叫做五种爱的语言。
But I did not feel as if my husband was listening.
我不觉得我先生有听他讲下去。
I didn't have much hope that this would help him.
我不觉得这有什么好帮助他的。
Now I did know my husband's love language was service.
我知道我先生的爱的语言就是实际的那种服务。
And this is what I did.
我也做了那些事情。
And he seemed very content.But I was so discontent.
他也很满足，但是呢，我自己却不满足。
But on Monday evening, he came home from work. He brought me a rose.
星期一的傍晚的时候，他回来，从工作回来的时候，他买一朵玫瑰给我。
I was so surprised because he had not given me flowers since we were married.
我很惊讶，因为从我结婚以来，他从来不买花给我的。
He had not even given me a card because he thought they were a waste of money.
他连一张卡片都不给我的，他认为说那是浪费钱。
On Tuesday, he called me from the office and said he thought I would enjoy not having to pay.
星期二，我先生从办公室打电话给我，告诉我说，我想停一次，你不用煮饭，你应该很高兴吧。
he was going to bring a pizza home for dinner.
原来他要带一个披萨回来做晚餐。
He had never did that before.
以前他从来不这样做的。
He always expected to have dinner cooked for him.
他总是期待我已经把晚餐煮好等他。
The children were overjoyed.
孩子们好高兴。
And they thanked their father, and I even gave him a hug, telling him how much I enjoyed it.
孩子们对爸爸很感谢，然后我也给他一个拥抱，告诉他我非常的享受。
The next night, he brought the children some candy home.
在隔天呢，他就帮孩子带了一些糖果回来。
And he brought me a plant in a pot.
然后他也带了一盆花回来。
He told me he knew that the rose would die, but this plant would last long.
他告诉我说，玫瑰会枯死，而盆栽可以维持的久一点。
The next night, he bought a card home, which he said,I believe this can express how much you mean to me better than I can.
在隔天的晚上，他带了一张卡片回来给我，对我说，我相信这张卡片可以表达我心里面你对我的意义。
I cried and kissed him.
我掉了眼泪，而且亲了他。
Friday night, he brought home our favorite cookies.
星期五晚上他带回来我们家庭最喜欢吃的饼干。
Saturday night, he had told her to get a babysitter, and just the two of them would go out to eat.
星期六的晚上，先生告诉太太说呢，找一个保姆，然后只有他们两个人独处出去吃晚餐。
By then, I did not know what had happened to him.
到了这个时候，太太说呢，我实在不晓得他是怎么回事。
So at dinner, I asked him.
所以吃饭的时候我就问他。
Well, he said, I listened to Dr. Chapman's love language, and I realized your love language was getting gifts.
他说，那天我听到那位博士所讲的爱的语言，我就发现到你的爱的语言是礼物。
I remembered how I would bring you little things before we were married, and how much you enjoyed them.
我记得在我们结婚以前，每次我带给你一点小东西，你都好高兴。
So I thought, I am going to give you a gift each day for a week and see if it makes any difference to you.
所以这个星期我就每一天给你一份礼物，我要看看对你有什么不同。
I saw what a difference it did make.
我真的看到在你的里面有不同。
I then realized how thoughtless I had been.
我就想到我过去呢，多么的不细心。
And how I had not been able to tell you how much you mean to me.
我都从来不告诉你，你对我是有很大的意义的。
I just did not think it mattered.
我只认为说那个没有关系。
But now I know it really matters, and I will be different from now on.
现在我确定真的是有关系，所以从现在开始我会不一样了。
It made the difference in their marriage.
对他们的婚姻就产生了不一样的变化。
You may think that this is foolish.
或许你听起来觉得这个很愚蠢。
But it's true.
但却是真的。
You see, you must make the other person feel you love them and care for them.
因为你需要让对方感觉到知道你真的是爱他也关心他。
This is the secret to a happy marriage.
这个是快乐的婚姻的秘诀。
And that is why we need to find out the love language of each of the people in our families.
那就是为什么每一个人在家里面要找出各个成员的爱的语言是什么。
You see, Jim's love language was service.
你看到这位先生的爱的语言就是服务。
And his wife was always doing this for him.
而太太呢就常常为他服务。
So he felt she cared for him and loved him.
那么先生就觉得太太很关心他，很爱他。
And so he could not understand why she was so unhappy and ready to leave him.
他也就不了解为什么太太那么不快乐，而且呢想离开他。
Now let us look at some reasons why there are those people who feel you care when you bring them some kind of gift.
现在让我们来看一看为什么有些人认为你给他礼物就会觉得你爱他。
An anthropologist...examined the cultural patterns surrounding love and marriage and found that every culture he studied, gift-giving was a part of the love and marriage process.
人类学家观察到所有的文化中的对于婚姻里面爱的这种表达呢，他们找出来礼物是其中的一部分。
It would seem that gift giving is a fundamental expression of love that is the same in many cultures.
他发现所有的文化民族当中这种礼物的赠送是一个非常基本的一种爱的表达。
This is not only in marriage, but it seems to be a token of friendship.
不只是在婚姻里面，友谊也是一样。
We like to give to our friends also.
我们喜欢赠送给我们的朋友们。
Why do you think this is?
那这个到底为什么呢？
Let us think. Maybe a gift is something you can hold in your hand.
首先我们看到礼物是你可以拿在手上的。
And it says that they're thinking of you.
而且对你说，对方想到你。
It is a symbol of their thoughts.
是他们又对你用心思的象征。
But not only of their thoughts,But their actions.
不但想到了，而且呢，有了行动。
Their action in getting the gift for you that expresses to you that they care.
他的行动就是带一个礼物给你来表达他们对你的关心。
How often a little child will make something or pick a flower to give to their mother because it is their way of saying they love her.
偶尔有时候，小女孩会带一点东西或者是一朵小花来给他的妈妈，因为呢，他们用这个来表达他们对妈妈的爱。
Gifts are visible symbols of their love.
礼物是爱的一种象征。
As we said before, this is not the love language of everyone.
我也说过，礼物不是每一个人的爱的语言。
It was not my mother's love language.
对我妈妈来讲，不是她的爱的语言。
But it was my father who loved to give her gifts at Christmas and birthday.
但是我的爸爸却很喜欢在圣诞节或者是生日的时候送给我妈妈礼物。
He would give her expensive gifts.
他会买很贵的礼物给我妈妈。
But after he would give them to her, she would say, "What did you buy that for?"
但是当我妈妈接收到礼物的时候，她就会说呢，为什么你要买呢？
It costs too much and we do not need it.
我又不需要，你费太多钱了。
Then she would carry it back to the store.
她就会把它带回到店里去。
I really felt sorry for my father.
我为我的爸爸感到难过。
I believe it was his love language and therefore he thought it was hers.
我相信这是我爸爸的爱的语言，但是他想到妈妈也是有这种需要。
So you must observe your mate or friend and begin to see their love language.
所以你一定要好好的观察你的朋友或你的伴侣到底他们真正爱的语言是什么。
When you see that gift receiving is the love language of someone whom you are trying to fill their emotional tank, understand that it's not so much the gift's cost or how useful it is,but the fact that you gave it to them.
当你看到对方是喜欢接受礼物的人，就是礼物是他的爱的语言的时候，然后你要送给他礼物，并不在于那个礼物有多贵重，多么的有价值，或者是礼物有没有用，而是在于你有没有给他礼物。
Yes, just the fact you thought of them, took time to get it, gave it to them with a cheerful heart, touches them.
只在于你想到他，然后用时间去买他，而且呢，用一个非常好的态度来给他，这样子就很感动他了。
It might be something very simple, something that you made.
有时候是很简单，是你自己做的。
Or even found like a beautiful stone.
有时候呢，是你找到的，就像一个小小的石头，很漂亮的石头。
Or maybe you spend a lot of money for it.
或许呢，你用了很多钱。
Yet it will really mean something to that one who enjoys getting a gift because you gave it.
不管怎么样，这样子送给对方，那么他很享受礼物，这个对他来讲非常的有意义。
It may be that you will need to change your feeling about money.
或许你必须要改变你对钱的观念。
It may be that you are very careful with your money.
或许你对你的用钱很小心。
And you do not feel you should spend money like that on your family.
或许你觉得我需要、我不想要用这些钱来给我的家人。
You may feel it's enough to feed them and give them clothing.
或许你觉得呢，我让他们有吃有穿的就够了。
And not to use it on what you might feel is foolishness.
用那些钱买那些东西是愚蠢的。
But let's not call it foolishness.
但是我们不要认为这是愚蠢的。
But let us call it an investment.
好不好？我们把它当作是一种投资。
Many are trying to invest money in the stock market.
很多人把他们的钱放到这种股票市场去投资。
Or in some kind of business to earn money for the future.
还是说、做一些事业希望能够赚一些钱。
They try to be very careful to get the very best investment for their money.
很小心的来经营，希望他们的钱可以经营得更好，可以更、多的这种投资。
Now let us think of it in this way.
我们这样想好吗？
If my husband, wife, children, or friends mean something to me,
如果我的丈夫、我的妻子、我的孩子、我的朋友对我来讲真的是很重要。
And to have them emotionally happy, which makes our home or our life happy.
然后希望他们能够在情绪上快乐，以至于呢，让我的家还有我的生命也快乐。
And give some meaning for our relationship.
然后对我的友谊加上一些意义。
And that our relationship keeps growing and to the bonds are very strong.
这种友谊可以继续的成长，一直到一个地步非常的强烈。
And then we enjoy our home so much.
然后你就很享受你的家。
Is this not a good investment?
这不是一个很好的投资吗？
Remember, it does not take a lot of money.
记得不用太多钱。
Just a heart that will take time to find something that will make them happy.
只是用你的心还有花一些时间找到一些东西让他们快乐。
Some of you have only one child.
有些人只有一个孩子。
Now remember that all children do not need lots of gifts.
记得孩子们并不需要有很多礼物。
This may not be their love language.
有时候礼物不见得是孩子们的需要。
But their need might be in one of the other love languages.
或许有另外一种需要。
You see, when having an only child, you're tempted to give and give things to them because that is the only one you have.
当你只有一个孩子的时候呢，父母亲很容易就一直给，一直给，因为他是你唯一的孩子。
But let me ask you, watch that child.
让我来问你，如果你注意观察那个孩子。
As you give them the toys or the sweets or any other thing, watch them.
当你给他们玩具、糖果或其他东西的时候，好好的观察。
At first, they may show some sign of pleasure.
首先他们可能有让你觉得他们很高兴。
But if you see that soon they throw it aside, or they actually tell you that is not what they wanted, this child does not need gifts to fill their emotional tank.
之后呢，这个孩子马上就把东西丢在一边，然后或许告诉你说我不要他，那表示你的孩子并不是、希望用礼物来满足他的情绪的。
You can give them less gifts, for they don't mean that much to the child.
对于这个孩子的话，你给他的礼物不需要太多，因为呢，礼物对他并没有意义。
There was a man and his wife that went on vacation.
有一个、一对夫妇他们去度假。
Their two children were left at home with someone caring for them.
然后两个孩子，两个姐妹呢，就请别人来带。
The father found two beautiful little boys.Stuffed bears to take home to the girls.
爸爸就买了两只玩具熊回来要给两个姐妹。
When he got home, his first daughter met him.
当爸爸回来时候呢，老大先来找爸爸。
He took the bear out and gave it to her.
爸爸就把这个玩具熊给了大女儿。
Oh, she was so happy.
她好高兴啊。
She held it close to her.
她把它抱得紧紧的。
It was just so thrilling. Oh, thank you, Daddy, thank you.
他好高兴说爸爸谢谢爸爸谢谢。
This made the father very happy.
爸爸当然也很高兴。
But then the other daughter came in.
然后老二也来了。
He was so happy for how his first daughter had responded to the gift.
爸爸很高兴说老大呢对这个熊很喜欢他就很高兴。
He handed it to that daughter.
他也把这个熊给了老二。
She looked at it, she said, thanks, Dad, and put it down.
这个老二就说爸爸谢谢马上把它搁在、桌子上。
He felt hurt.
他觉得受到伤害。
But her daughter immediately said to him, Daddy, I need to talk to you.
这个时候老二马上对爸爸说我需要跟你谈一谈。
After his father thought about this,
这个时候爸爸就想到了。
He realized that his second daughter didn't need gifts. She needed quality time.
他就发现自己的老二呢他不需要礼物他需要的是精致的谈话时间。
Now let's look at another type of gift.
我们再看看另外一种礼物。
There is a gift that holds such value.
另外一种很有价值的礼物。
One that touches the heart deeply, and that is the gift of self.
那就是可以深深地感动到对方的也就是自己。
Being there with when the person needs you.
当对方需要你的时候你就在那里这些是礼物。
Many times it may cost nothing to be there.
有时候你不需要花什么样的功夫在那里。
But there may be a time when you must make a choice between your wife and husband, children, or dear friends, and something that may be very important to you.
但是呢有时候你需要在夫妻儿女或朋友之间呢做一个抉择因为呢对你很重要。
Let us look at the child that is going to a music competition.
比如说呢一个孩子呢他正要去、参加一个音乐的比赛。
It means so much to them.
对他来讲非常的重要。
And they want their daddy to be there so badly.
他希望他的爸爸能够在场。
But he's such a busy man.
可是爸爸那么忙。
They may ask him to come, and he tells them he is very busy, and he doesn't think he can come.
然后当孩子跟爸爸说的时候，爸爸说呢，我很忙，可能不能去。
The child is so disappointed.
孩子就非常的失望。
As the time approaches, the father thinks of the look on his child's face.
就在这个时候，爸爸看着儿子失望的脸。
Then he looks at all the work in front of him.
也看看他自己堆在那边的工作。
Then he made a decision.
他就做了一个决定。
He got up, he left the work, and he went to the child's competition.
爸爸就站起来离开他的工作去参加孩子的比赛。
When the child saw their father,
当孩子看到爸爸的时候,
his face lit up.
他的脸就光亮起来了。
And deep inside of that child came a sense that they really meant something to their dad.
心的深处知道对爸爸来说他是重要的。
This was a gift that money couldn't buy.
这是你钱不能买的礼物。
This is when your body presence is seen as your love.
这是你自己的身体力行你身在其中让对方感受到你的爱。
There was a young woman who came to the city thinking that she could make money and have a better life.
曾经有一个年轻的女人到一个城市来想要赚多一点钱让她的生活更好。
She was there a while, but this kind of life was not satisfying.
她处了一段时间呢她觉得好像她的生活并没有满足她。
She was lonely and empty.
她很孤单而且也很空虚。
But she met a girl on the bus that gave her a book to read.
然后她在公车上碰到一个女孩子给她一本书。
And it told her about a gift.
告诉她有一种礼物。
A gift from God.
是从神来的礼物。
A gift given out of love.
是用爱给的礼物。
He gave his son.
他把他的儿子给了我,给你。
And he gave it to whosoever, whoever will receive him.
给任何一个愿意接受的人。
And believe on him.
相信他。
Would not perish, but have everlasting life.
就不会灭亡,会有永生的生命。
She found the gift of God to be the fullness of her life.
这个妇女找到了神给她的礼物,也找到了生命中的这种满足。
This gift will fill your life.
这个礼物可以满足,丰满你的生命。
If you'd like to know more about the gift of God, write to me.
如果你想更进一步知道神的礼物,请你写信给我。祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供由金卢牧师为您主讲林真华语翻译如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担请您来信写明你的姓名住址 然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真，双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。